Talking Steele County Blades hockey with Jake Frizy. And when you talk about veterans, I mean, this is the guy. You've been playing in Owatonna for a few years here, Jake. Are you enjoying it?
Well, I'm still here, aren't I? I mean,
well, we'll take that as a positive. When you came to town, you know, were you thinking that you'd be spending so many winters here initially?
Jesus, no. I never thought I mean, this is my fourth year back here. I never would have imagined that I'd be here for 4 years, but I'm not upset about it at all. There's a reason I'm here. There's a reason I came back. I enjoy being here. It's fun. I love the guys. I love the team. But honestly, no. At the beginning of my first year here, I was anticipating maybe a 1 or 2 year thing and then finding mm-hmm. another way or moving mm-hmm. on, but that wasn't the case, so here I am.
Yeah. Now, how have you changed players, depending on how young they start, and you started pretty young, can change a lot during a junior hockey career. How are you a different, a better player than you were when you first started at this level of hockey?
I think just in terms of maturity and confidence, I've grown exponentially. Like when I was a rookie, I was a hothead, and I got into a lot of nonsense that I didn't need to get into, and being a captain the last couple of years has taught me that you need to know when is a good time for that kind of energy, and I think I've gotten a lot better at that as the years have gone on.
and that was going to be my next question, how you've changed. Now you're a captain, and people look up to you for advice and as a leader. How did that kind of transition for you to go from someone who maybe had a short temper to a guy now who has to show others the way to play hockey and how to control that temper?
All right. Well, last year I got given the assistant captain, so I was I didn't have the reins per se, but I still was in a leadership position. And it, I mean, coach talked to me about it. Like you can't be the guy that people look at and say, well, he's going to get a penalty every game, or he's going to be in nonsense every game. Like, you need to know when to pick your spots, and guys look up to you. I mean, there are a lot of young guys on the team, and you have to set an example, and being a captain is part of that, I guess. I mean, it's tough, but it's a good time. It's fun. That's why I'm here.
As far as this season goes, not winning as many games, I'm sure, as the team would like to, but you know, you're going out, you're playing every day. How has the season developed, and what could still happen here with what remains?
Well, I'm actually, this is probably, in terms of the group of guys, I haven't been on a team that's been as tight as this one has, and everybody has a lot of fun together. Like, last year we probably had our worst year stats-wise. In a long time, but this year, I mean, I'm really, really confident with the lineup that we have. When we have a full lineup, when nobody's injured, when nobody's sick or anything like that, when we can put together four full lines of forwards and six defensemen, we can compete with anybody in the league, and I'm confident with that.
Right, and the tightness, I suppose, goes toward that, where you guys can confident even if you might have a bad game or a bad shift.
For sure. Like, the boys, I mean, it's a tight-knit group this year. Everybody's friends with everybody. There aren't really any inner beefs going on, nothing like that, so it makes it a lot easier to get on the ice with each other.
Home game on Sunday, the 8th of December, as we're chatting, we're kind of leading into that game. We're getting close to that game. Haven't been a lot of home games since maybe a busy November of home action. What do you like playing about? What do you like about playing at Four Seasons? What do you like about home ice or when the fans are here?
I mean, I love being able to look up and recognize people. I love when people come to watch me play. It just gives me that extra boost. Like, I mean, you have to be going all the time, but when you can look up and know that there are people there watching you to watch you perform or watch you have a good game, it just makes it a lot easier you feel more comfortable when you're on your home ice. And being here for as long as I have, I really, this is my home, and I treat it that way.
And have you developed some relationships either with youth hockey or some school stuff, some of the volunteer stuff that you've been involved in on a regular basis?
Absolutely. Like, we do volunteer work in Waseca to help with the little kids over there. We do volunteer work here to do skating and skill stuff with little kids. And you talk to the coaches and the families and the parents and stuff like that, and people want to come watch you play. And, I mean, the more you get out into the community and talk to people and try to incorporate yourself, the easier life is in general, but especially with hockey. But yeah, I've definitely made a lot of connections with people since I've been up here over the years.
And then Jake, what's next for you?
Well, college next year. I mean, I got a few options right now. I haven't really decided on what I want to do yet, but college is probably going to be the move for me next year. I need to get that school thing done.
Good luck with that. Good luck with the balance of the season. It'll be odd not seeing you on the ice next winter here in Owatonna, but Jake, always fun to watch you play. Good luck.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right, Jake Frizee here talking Blades hockey.